Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast all about the beauty industry and being an influencer within that, and just two modern day influencers talking about things. My name's James Welsh, hi.
My name's Robert Welsh, just a modern day influencer person.
Person.
Just trying to get by.
Yeah.
Just you're right. Like you or me. Yeah, you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. You been up to much?
I'm trying to think, but actually, absolutely no. Nothing really exciting has happened, as is our lives. Wait, did we do anything? Did we go to an event recently?
No, I don't think so. Right, well, since recording, good. We've been to a Naturium event. We've been to, which is a Space NK event. We've
went to one for our management. Yeah, so we've done a few things, but nothing like crazy, kooky, exciting.
No, we'd be sociable. I think everyone would be proud of us for being sociable for a minute.
And if they're not, they should be.
Yeah. Oh, God. Do you know what, Robert? I woke up on the wrong side of bed this morning.
I was scrolling
through my phone. Yeah, but something triggered me. I was scrolling through my phone and went on TikTok. And honestly, about 10 TikToks in a row was, this is your sign too. I was like, stop.
Stop
to giving me signs I didn't ask for.
And it's like stuff like, yeah, I would be doing that if I could. This is your sign to buy an $1 million home. It's like, well, I can't.
Yeah, it's not like it's people just saying something like, oh, I like this. This is, you should try it too.
Yeah.
Or like, this is my life. You should try doing it too. It's like, the whole point of signs falling upon you and you stumbling across signs is that it's meant to be like a sign. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's meant to be like a one in a million chance.
Not like,
one in a million,
oh my God, I love a number 7 and the number 7 just fell from the sky. Like that's a sign.
Literally.
Not someone on TikTok posting content.
This is your sign to try this new sunscreen. Like, it's not my sign.
It's
just
not.
Review it and shut up.
It's not. Just shut it.
No, actually, shut it. What's the other one? This is your sign to, and I don't know who needs to hear this, but it's like, well, no one needs to hear it.
Yeah.
Just, if you want to tweet something or post something, just post it. You don't need an excuse to say something stupid.
But it's, you know what? It's a catchy line.
But it just reminded me of when you posted that thing about like summer vibes. Well, it's not summer vibes, it is summer, it's actually happening.
That's my biggest pet peeve is
it does my head
is like, so somebody goes and like, let's say for example, it's like really random, like there's someone on a Ferris wheel. Oh, what is that, what they're called in everywhere?
Yeah, I think so.
A Ferris wheel. And like Ferris wheel vibes. It's like, no, you are in a, it's not the vibe of it, it is literally it.
Yeah. You are physically...
It's like Monday morning vibes. No, it is Monday morning.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the vibe. It is quite literally Monday morning. If you're like, if you're out on a Wednesday and it's like, oh my God, Saturday vibes, because you're having like a crazy time and this is what you...
Yeah,
that's
get it.
The vibe. Yeah. You're getting the vibe of Saturday. Yeah. Or you're in your garden and, you know, you're under a palm tree, but you're in England, but you're like, Florida vibes. Yeah, because it feels... But if you're quite literally in Florida under a palm tree, but Florida vibes, no, you are literally in Florida. You know, it really annoys me.
It's
so irrational. I don't know why it's so irrationally annoying, but it really is.
But then I was trying to think, like, was there a version of that when we were, like, younger, like, that we would have put on, like, our MSN statuses or, like, our MySpace, like...
No, ours is like... Like, I don't know who needs to hear this, but, like, if you think about, like, it's saying like.
Oh, it's like, yeah.
It's like.
That's true. Yeah. Where did that come from? I feel like that was America's fault.
I feel like that was America's fault.
Yeah, when Nickelodeon and, like, Cartoon Network and Disney Channel came over.
And thank you for doing so. Like,
and thank you. Oh, my God. So. We'll forever be grateful.
Like vibes.
Like vibes.
Recording a podcast vibes.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but listen to our podcast.
This is your sign to listen to our podcast.
Robert, listen.
Yeah,
God, is there anything you've been loving this week?
Yes. So I got gifted some lashes from Lily Lashes. Now, they're not a brand I've ever used before, but they are very, like, a famous lash brand. Right. And he sent me some of their faux, like, mink lashes. And when lashes are quite, like, when they're minky, they're really fluffy. And it's something mm-hmm. that kind of mink lashes, which we don't really like to use anymore because, you know, animal cruelty. They were really fluffy. They look really nice and fluffy. And a lot of brands do replicate it quite well. But these ones, the Lily Lashes ones, I feel like they've got, like, the softness and the fluffiness of, like,
ooh.
Hair. You see what I mean?
They look really soft. You can go to our Instagram, the podcast Instagram, see a picture of these. But they look really, really
they're
fluffy.
They're just really nice. And I really like as well, something really annoys me about lashes is when they have a really thick band. So when mm-hmm. it's really thick and hard, you can't kind of bend it. There's a few things you can do to loosen it up, but who has time to loosen up their eyelashes vibes? You know what I mean?
Before
it's better
out,
for them to just vibes. Have like a soft band already. And these do, and it's nice. And it's nice to have lashes that look fluffy instead of like plasticky wisps. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because do people, when you get a thick band, does that mean you just have no choice but to put on really thick eyeliner?
No, okay. It's
like cover
it's,
it.
Not so much thick in terms of like it's a thick strip. It's thick as in it's quite rigid. The strip is rigid. It's quite firm. So it means it when you're trying to, obviously you're trying to lay it down a curved edge, which is your lash line. So you have to like, I used to wrap them around a skinny makeup brush so it would like loosen up a little bit, like coil around and down.
That's clever, yeah.
Otherwise the inside corner can pop up or, you know, they just don't fit nice and they're quite uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, they look nice. They look really fluffy.
Yeah, James, I'm feeling really asking you a question vibes today. Right. So yeah. I just want to ask, is there anything you've been loving this week?
Yeah, I don't know who needs to hear this, but this is what I've been loving this week. Right, this is the weirdest thing, right? And I haven't quite gotten down to the bottom of this, but you know the Victoria and Albert Museum in London?
Yes.
Have I told you about this?
I saw it.
They have a skincare line.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, explain.
But it's only in Asia. So I don't understand why we don't have it. But it's in Japan and Korea. So
do they not have a V&A everywhere?
No, sometimes? I don't think they do. Oh. No. But I was trying to get the connection between why they launched a skincare brand in another country and not here. And it's not even in the gift shop here, I checked. So it seems like it's a company who makes skincare who just thought it'd be nice to theme some skincare over around history and Victoria and Albert kind of thing.
Right.
And the designs of some of the stuff in the museum, which is nice. And honestly, I've got this Antioxidant Radiance Ampoule and this Antioxidant Essence Toninu, and they're nice.
Toninu.
They're nice. They smell a little bit rosy, but they're what you'd imagine like a posh English woman who lives in hotels to use.
They're a little bit
rosy.
Yeah.
But they're really nice. It's still early days, but they're both very, very hydrating and soothing. And I just, honestly, I like it more for the concept and the packaging. But I've really been enjoying using them this week. And honestly, I've not got much to say about it, but I just thought that was strange. They do body care, which is really odd.
Listen, if anybody out there listening can find that the jasmine fragranced where does a queen live again?
Buckingham Palace
hand cream.
No, she's dead.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, yeah. So her ghost still lives out. I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
true.
But there was this limited edition. No, it was only limited to the Buckingham Palace gift shop, and it was like this jasmine hand cream, and it smelled so good, and I used to use it all the time. And now I think, I don't know if it's still alive. Alive is still around.
Well, listen, that way were lovely. I loved them. They were so nice. But let's go to an advertising break. And then after, we're going to do a little Q&A.
Love it.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And we're back. Hi, Ryan. Hi.
I've just realised something. Do you take your phone in the shower to watch YouTube? So I put it on a shelf. Oh, I put it on a shelf, and I have this soap that's made especially for armpits.
Hang on.
Kinda like, go on.
Physically into the shower?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I used to, but I used to put it in a little waterproof bag.
Oh, see, mine doesn't get wet because you can step forward and there's a gap with no shower happening.
Right.
Yeah. And I put it on a shelf and I have this soap that's made to like neutralize the armpits or something. I don't know what it's for, but I like using it. I've just realized there's a chunk of it on the side of my phone right now, dried up, where I put it down because we're on FaceTime to each other. So, and it's just like this chunk of soap, but I don't want to clean it now in case I accidentally hang up or something.
Has it got that anti-acne ingredient in? Acne Less. The one that we have to get prescribed here, but in America you can just buy it. I can't remember what it's called. Oh god. Oh, my memory. Oh, my eye twitch.
Zinarex
Plus. Well, listen, when we do lives over on our joint channel, we quite enjoy answering all the questions.
We love answering a question.
Yeah, so we thought we'd answer some questions. Mix of skincare, makeup, personal, lifestyle, miscellaneous. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And Robert, this is something...
Go on.
Yeah, 2023. This is something I want to know as well. And I'm sure you've answered it before, but I think it's a very good basic to start on. So we're not going to mention usernames because not everybody likes that. And I guess it's just best not to. This question asks, I'm getting married in the tropics this year.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. What are your best hot weather makeup tips? So we're talking humidity and sweat.
Well, listen, I was actually talking about this the other day. No, was it yesterday with somebody who is also, maybe it was them, or they just wanted a tip. I don't know. Anyway, so I actually used to have to use concealer on my tattoo when I worked in Florida. Now, it was very humid, and yes, my wrists sweat. Everywhere just sweated on you.
But you wore long sleeves, right? You had to wear
The second time I didn't. The first time I did, second time I didn't. We couldn't because it was working in a restaurant, so we had to have our sleeves up. We have to be washing our hands and our arms every, like, whatever minutes. So I would use heavy, heavy, thick amounts of concealer on this tattoo. I would do a colour correcting layer, powder, another layer, powder. Then I would colour correct that powder, and then I would stipple another colour on, so it looked more like skin rather than a flat colour, if that makes sense.
Do you do that every day?
Every day, and I started to get it down in like 5 minutes. Like, oh, I could be late for the bus and be like, oh, it's okay, I can do that. But I was doing it every day for like a year, even when on my days off, because we weren't allowed tattoos. On my days off, I was covering it up because you don't know who you can trust. Bitches snitch, you know?
Yeah, bitches snitching.
I had to cover it up all the time. But considering all those really heavy layers and how thick this product was, I used the Kryolan setting spray. This went kind of viral on TikTok a while back. Because it does actually work. I don't like setting sprays that you can just get in a regular shop. But Kryolan is a theatrical brand that's like been around for, and professional brand, I should say, that's been around for years and years and years and years. And this setting spray is completely everything proof. Humidity, transfer proof, sweat proof, waterproof. So what I would do is spray it as your primer, a tiny, tiny, tiny bit, because it will dry up a little bit. So a small amount, let that settle down, go on with your makeup, and then go again. Also, and that's going to help with the humidity and kind of like the water-based things or whatever that can break down your makeup. Then I would go ahead and set it with a powder that has silica in it. So they're really smooth and have this really like, almost like silky finish to it. But that's going to stop transfer quite well because everything kind of just slips off it. However, don't use that powder for baking. Make sure it's well blended in because there is a slight flashback opportunity, but if you're going to be in that, like, it will sort itself out with humidity and stuff like that before a camera flashes on you.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Do either of you have a very niche interest or hobby? I was thinking about this the other day. Do you know what I have I used to collect, which is really strange, and it's still something that interests me to this day, is...
Earrings.
No, like... No, how do I explain it? Like, soft drink advert singles? How do I explain it? So, like, Pepsi themes.
Generation Next.
But it seems to be, like, soft drinks have really good... They get, like, proper groups and singers to make these singles, like, limited singles.
Like, when Britney Spears and Pink and Britney did the Pepsi one.
Did Pepsi, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember when I went to China... Spice Girls Pepsi. And I remember we went to a market, and all I spent my money on was Pepsi singles from Chinese singers. And I remember thinking, even to this day, like, I still listen to them. Like, there's one for this CBD drink that's really, really good.
And one recently with Kesha.
And that's really good. And then this girl group called Eyes One, which aren't together anymore, did one for Pepsi. And I'm I don't know what it is, but I'm always so into them.
You know what? Because they're really catchy, and because they're made to be like, oh my god, remember the joy of Pepsi, and then you know you would
I don't know what it is, but that is something that I still like. I still look out for, and occasionally I'm like, Pepsi theme from another country. Do you know what I mean? I just find it so interesting. I don't know why. How about you?
Yeah, a lot of people don't actually know this, but I collect a lot of like celebrities' hair. So. So I go on eBay and buy like brushes. Yeah. I don't have anything like really niche. I would collect like Disney stuff, but it's like everyone who doesn't, you know what
everyone,
I mean?
Everyone, yeah.
Everyone does, or everyone has something like that. No, I don't think I do. I really don't think I do.
Wow, what a sad little girl you
are. What a sad little life you have. No, I don't. No. And I never have. I don't think we've ever had... Like, you used to collect key rings, which I thought... That's not even niche, really, either, because people collect key rings, magnets, and things like that.
Hang on. Didn't you collect rubber bands?
No, that was you also.
Was that me?
Yeah, you had a rubber band for. Yeah, that wasn't me.
Right. I was trying to embarrass you then, and then I realised it was me.
It was just...
This is a good question, and I've often, like, thought about this. Do you think, honestly, that your opinion is truth for real? And I get what they mean, because when you review products, and bearing in mind that nowadays we actually know a lot of brand founders, we know a lot of PR people, we know a lot of people whose jobs are linked to successfully trying to sell product. And I often think, will that ever sway my opinion? I say that because I honestly don't think it does now. I don't think it does. I mean, there are definitely products that I want to give more of a chance and an opportunity to, but I think I'd say that more. Like the, what's that shit, dissolving makeup wipe brand again? That
I don't know, but I got it in a box recently from someone.
Conserving Beauty. I really want them to do well, and I will keep buying their products and giving an honest review, but I really want them to do well. But I want them to do well, but I don't think it will ever make me be like, oh, you know what, actually, this product isn't that bad. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
This is the thing. Obviously, like a brand like Rare Beauty, I'm quite biased with, only because everything they release is really, really good. But even still, I spoke shit about their powder puffing and still filmed a video of Selena Gomez. Like, I'm not going to pretend I like something because of, you know, who you are, something like that. But I will still say it's a terrible product. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, yes, you can be swayed. But most of the time, if somebody, say somebody we knew released a product, right? And I didn't like it, I just wouldn't talk about it. I wouldn't have it on the thing. If they were like somebody we really, I just wouldn't mention it ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be like, yeah, I love it, because I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
there's ways to be honest without being dishonest. No, there's ways to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. I'd do the same. I just wouldn't talk about the product.
Yeah.
And if people asked me in the comments, what do you think of this? I'd be like, it's not for me.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't make a video being like, products I hate from this, you know what I mean? And include it.
Yeah, products kind of I hate from this bitch. And then, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But then that's different because, like, obviously, then you get to know PR people, but they understand the industry, so they understand that there's going to be negative reviews of stuff. But yeah, I do say, and I will say, I feel like we're in quite an... a nice area where we've got a good audience, a good size audience across all social media platforms. We can, I don't know if it's just, but like, we can rely on AdSense if we want to, or like,
I don't think a lot of people understand it because they don't realize how it works, but you're guaranteed quite a good chunk of money every month from AdSense. So there's months where I don't have an ad. And I'm fine, and I'm okay. Because we also get our Facebook, we get Snapchat, we get all these AdSense from different places. So this is why I'm never like forceful for adverts, because I'm fine. Like, would I like some more from brands I like? Absolutely. But like, just to have that relationship.
Yeah, we don't need brands to want to like us for sponsorship opportunities, if that makes sense. Like, there are brands that I've done 180s on who have sponsored me before, like Fenty Skin. Loved all their stuff to begin with, did sponsorships with the products I love, and now the newest releases aren't for me, and I've been very vocal about that, and they've been fine with that. But do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not just gonna try to say something nice about a brand to stay on their good side.
Exactly.
But I know what they mean. I think like a lot of, especially newer influencers, don't want to say, and I did this, don't want to say negative things about brands because you want yourself to look like a good PR opportunity.
But it's like, it's like they're just discovering the influencer, how influencer marketing works again. It's like, it's like a new, I guess it's like a new batch of people where it's like figuring out actually people are more respectful of you if you are just straight up honest. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's why I started doing negative reviews as well, because I think when you just do positive reviews, people think you are just peddling product.
But people don't like that either.
I know, but that's the thing. Yeah. It's a product review channel. Like, what else? Like, you know. I don't know.
I did a negative review of a video recently, why I won't use Kylie Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was like, "You're fat." I was like, so you can be really honest about something, positive or negative, and people will still come at you from some way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And the video had been up for like 2 seconds, And I was like, you clearly haven't watched it. You just like Kylie Jenner. So you can't win with everyone.
Well, that's the thing. Whenever you do a celebrity brand, people are definitely like getting notifications about the hashtags and things like that. And like, like, because that you do, you have to be prepared for an instant surge of like Jennifer Lopez fans getting annoyed because she doesn't use olive oil, you know.
Absolutely.
Things like that. Listen, we need to talk about this. In an apocalypse, what would be your game plan for food, shelter, and saving loved ones?
Okay. See, I have two minds about this. In one part of my mind, I've become suddenly a multimillionaire and I have an underground bunker under my house. Mm-hmm. Like they do in that film with what's his name? Blast from the Past, where they have like a garden outside. Because in my mind, I'm like, where are my dogs going to wee? Where are they going to poo? Mm-hmm. And all this other stuff. So in my mind, I have a bunker underground under my house. There's food for years, canned food. We'll have refried beans for years and I'll be absolutely fine with that. And soup, cold soup. And then
everyone can eat cold soup.
Everyone can eat cold soup. And you or me, just like you or me. And then there'll be a living room, bedroom, kitchen, and an outside area. I'll have walls. Or I'll build a little house underground.
Yeah. So my one definitely depends on the life status of my dogs.
Yes, yeah.
If they are alive, then I will too also have an underground bunker by then with wee wee poo poo shoots and stuff. But then it also depends what's happening. What is the apocalypse?
Like, is it a nuclear apocalypse or is it like
apocalypse? I'm shooting up heroin and I'm just going to be completely out of it when it happens. If the life status of my dogs has expired. Yeah,
if they don't need caring for.
If they didn't, then I'll just build a tent in the living room and we could go in it and hide and then whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's
going
to help.
If it's like a nuclear war, then you're not going to live anyway. I also don't want to try and survive a nuclear war.
It depends where you are.
What's the point?
So my plan would be, like, say we don't have underground bunkers, right? The news comes and it's like, listen, guys, you have like, I don't know, what, a day to prepare? So here's what I would do. I would cut out a big chunk of grass from my garden, bring it inside. That's where Winnie and Frankie wee wee poo poo. And I put it in like something. And then I would tape up every single area that has access to outside, windows, vents, all taped up, all done.
Yeah.
I would designate a room and a half to where we're going to live for the rest of what was it, 2 months? Or two weeks? You wait for the nuclear fallout.
I think it's like 4 months, depending on what it is.
Four months. I think, right, where are we going to go to the toilet? Because there's no way I'm sleeping in the same room where we poo.
Oh, I can't.
No, so maybe perhaps for, I would keep... perhaps we poo in the freezer.
Then you could freeze your poo and it won't smell.
Yeah, I have
oh my God.
Satellite, no, what are they called? UV, no, what are they called?
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
You put them on your house. Put them on your house.
Solar panels.
Solar panels. I have a solar panel enough to power a fridge. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I just want to throw a spanner in the works for you. Mm-hmm. So, because I'm one of those people, I have looked at the nuclear bomb map. And if a regular-sized nuclear bomb does hit London, for example, which is where they'll probably aim, we are downwind of the fallout. So it's going to be a little bit longer than 4 months.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Do you have bottled water?
we'll have... lots of bottled water. If not, boil my own wee.
Boil your own wee. That's very... But then what if it's a zombie apocalypse? And what if they're the ones that run?
We live upstairs. Mm-hmm. We block off the stairs with clothes drying racks.
Because they wouldn't be able to get...
taped up. And every day I'll stand at the top of my stairs and be like, bring it on, you motherfuckers. And I'm that person.
I think the best thing to do would be quiet.
Well, sure.
Yeah. I think we should move on.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a loud seal hand clapping laugh. Some people rudely comment, how should I respond? I will say it depends where you are. You might want to laugh into a napkin.
Yeah, be like, that was my grandmother's laugh.
Yeah.
She gave that to me. She gave it to me.
Yeah, and just be like, you don't know what I've been through or why I laugh.
Yeah, you don't know why I laugh so loudly. Listen, we have very loud laughs, and I think in public it's obvious. We don't notice it, but it would piss me off.
Yeah, yeah.
In public, just be you. And if someone says that's annoying, just be like, you're annoying.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Your laugh is annoying.
Yeah, your laugh.
I'll be like, your breath is annoying.
Then just be like, why did you do that? Just ask why they did it, and they won't know what they've done.
Why did you do that?
That's so embarrassing. Shame them.
Turn it around,
James. Turn it around, yeah, James. Any plans to become a licensed esthetician? Listen, I'm gonna be honest here. There are some amazing estheticians online. I would personally say Black Twitter estheticians are the people you should be listening to. Mm. As far as TikTok estheticians, steer very, very clear of anyone who just calls themselves an esthetician over there.
Just be careful.
Just be careful. I personally don't want to be an esthetician because compared to TikTok estheticians, I too am an esthetician. Yeah. With the amount of stuff they say and the quality of review, like you expect a certain level of review from an influencer like myself. You would expect a certain level of review from somebody with a license to talk about what we're talking about, like something a little bit higher. The amount of debunking I see, like, Black Twitter estheticians having to do about what other estheticians on TikToks have said is unreal. Like, it's unbelievable. So I personally have no plans to do that because I'm very comfortable doing consumer-level reviews and talking about skincare as a consumer, which is who skincare is for.
Exactly.
And targeted towards, sorry. So... I don't have plans to do that. I feel like it's long gone. I'm 30. How old are we?
34.
We're not 34.
Yeah, I know. This happened to me the other day.
When did that happen?
I was like, when did that happen? Why is there an extra year on how old I thought I was? I know. Bring on a zombie 34. Apocalypse. That's what I say.
I could survive a walking zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, I think anyone could. You could just scoot past and be like, sorry.
Yeah, like the Last of Us ones. No, not the Last of Us ones.
No. They'll mushroom the one in your mouth.
Yeah. 28 days later, I couldn't survive.
No. That's what James thinks about esthetician.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Zombie apocalypse.
How do you feel about the parasocial relationship your fans have with you? Weird, flattering. I feel like there's only two types. Okay, so here's personally what I discovered. There's people who are people, subscribers who you see in your comments, you expect them to be there, and when they're not, you're like, where the fuck are you? Like, come back.
Yeah.
And there's people that I'm always like, oh, like, thanks for commenting again, and I recognize. There's people who then, who are extreme, take it very far.
Yeah, it gets a bit strange.
Gets a bit weird, like, ask for items of clothing.
Yeah,
art. Oh my God. What else has someone done? Oh my God, someone messaged my dog walker asking to meet up with her and my dogs.
No, how do they know?
I don't know. But I would do prison time for my dogs. So don't you dare.
Watch your backs.
Watch your backs. There's ones that are just like a bit too like, I don't get why you are that invested when I feel like we've done a good job at not being too personal with our lives.
Yeah. I mean, it's very rarely that people will know anything about our private lives.
Yeah. But then it's also nice. Like like I said before, I met a lady in Liverpool who was wearing our Twin Channel merch.
Yeah.
And the moment I saw her, we were just talking like friends because you do have that kind of like instant comfort with somebody who knows you at that level, if that makes sense.
And there's people as well that like, I mean, we pretty much speak to them every day. Like I'll talk to them in comments, on a live stream, on Twitch, on Discord, on like Instagram, you know, like there's people that you speak to constantly. So it's like, I mean, you end up speaking to these people every single day. So like, of course, of course you're going to have some kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
Friendship isn't the right word because what do you define as friendship? But of course you're going to have some kind of connection.
Well, it's difficult to define a friendship with the internet.
Yes, what the internet has done.
Yes, I feel like it's gone to different categories. But then there are also subscribers who, like, I will follow back if I like their content, or maybe they've left like a few funny comments that I'm like, oh my, like that's how like my friends would speak to me.
Yeah.
I find you fun to engage with kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we still want to follow people and engage with people and that kind of stuff. But I think it's very rare that you get people who are intense.
Right.
But there's always that fear that you can encourage people to get like
that. The thing is, there's a boundary you can overstep, but I think that boundary is overstepped with everyone, whether you're an influencer or not. If somebody comes up to you and is like, please can I just have an old t-shirt of yours, whoever you are, that's weird, you know?
Yeah,
it's just it's just very, very strange. It's like, you, if your co-worker said that to you, you'd be like, no, that's weird. It doesn't matter who you are, you know, that's a strange thing to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird because it's often quite like when I did that event with Susan, we did a meet and greet and people were there to see both of us. That, like I said, it was just an instant comfort because, you know, they know you on a level that most strangers you meet don't. Because they are strange, do you know what I mean? But they actually know you, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Advice for someone in a miserable job. Listen, get it. Do you want to turn one of your hobbies into a job? Because if you do, I would say get a really simple job, quick. Get a simple job, something quite sociable, if that's your thing. Do your hobby after work, at the weekends, until you can turn it into a job, you know? But listen, there comes a point in time when you just have to really prioritize your happiness and your stress levels and, you know.
And it's quite nice to have something in mind that you're going to do. Like, for example, my last, like, retail job was with Mac. But at the same time, I was just getting into YouTube. So in my mind, I was like, okay, I'm doing YouTube. I know, in my mind, I was like, one day I want to do this full time, so I'm working on it. So it's quite nice to have that thing where maybe you don't like your job so much, but you have something else you're working on, you know what I mean? Your job is like funding it, and you're like, okay, this is for my other job. This is so I can be doing what I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. When you worked in retail, did you deal with more Karens or were they mainly Jackies? Oh, God.
Ugh.
Karen wasn't invented when we worked in retail.
Yeah.
But there was just some... So when... it's hard to... when I worked in personal shopping, it was definitely because they were rich people with money and they would like be very like... treat you like servants, even though we were there to kind of like help them,
yeah,
kind of thing. So that was kind of like a different level. But on like the shop floor, I remember I remember when I worked for TK Maxx, actually, which is TJ Maxx, right? And we have something in the UK called Red Nose Day, which is like a comedy themed charity day event. And like you wear these big red clown noses to school and in work, and, you know, retail shops will have different uniforms for that day. And in TK Maxx, when someone would come to the till, we'd ask if they would like to donate 50p at the time to Red Nose Day. And this one woman, it's just something we had to ask, you know, they were like, today, make sure you ask, blah, blah, blah. And I asked this one woman, she was like, how dare you ask me that? I was like, excuse me. She was like, how dare you ask me if I want to do that? I think that's very rude. And my manager was next to me, luckily. And they said, well, it's just a charitable donation. We obviously asked just in case you want to do it, you know, whatever. You don't have to do it. She was like, I think that's bang out of order. And I just carried on putting her stuff through and not really engaging with her. And she was like, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't mean to take that out on you. I was like, that's fine. I didn't say anything. I was like, oh, no worries, bye. I was like, but what's the issue? I get that people don't always have the extra funds to give.
Yeah.
And some people, for example, like, I will never stop for some in the street because I donate to charities I want to kind of thing. But just be like, oh, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And move along.
Yeah, move along.
But that was, I just remember thinking that was one of the weirdest, like, Like, the way she acted was, like, I asked her, like, her PIN number or her bra size. Do you know what I mean? It was the weirdest thing.
That happened with me, but it was a pound, right? And this woman asked me how much something was. And I told her, and I was a pound off. And when I got to the till to put it through, she was like, that's a pound more than what you said? I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry, but it is as much. Do you still want it? She says, well, I'm going to have to now, but it's a pound more expensive. That's not the price. And kept going like this. And it ended with me being like, it's just a pound. And then walking off. And then she didn't say anything. And like, yeah, fair enough. It might not just be a pound, but calm the fuck down. If you don't want it, don't have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly. And listen, if you go into any kind of shop and not complain, because you're entitled to complain about things. But if you're really extremely rude to the staff, like, just get a life. Like, everyone thinks you're a dick. Yeah.
I have no patience. I remember having a huge argument with a man in Little Tesco in the morning because there was a queue. It was 8:30, right? There was a queue because everyone's, like, going to the tube. They're getting their, like, lunch, whatever. And this man was, like, huffing and puffing in front of me. And then it was his time to get served. He complained to the person behind the till that he was waiting for so long. And I was already in a bad mood that morning. Mm. I was late. It was my fault I was late. It was my fault I chose to go to Tesco.
You chose to stand in line, exactly.
I chose to stand in line. And he was like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, it's not their fault. I was like, if you're late, get up earlier. Get here earlier. Right. You won't be late.
Plan your time.
I had a really
big
go at him. And he was like, stay out of it. I was like, no. I was like, you're shouting there, so I'm included.
Yeah.
I was like, you're annoying me.
Yeah.
And then the staff were really nice to me after that when
good.
I went in there.
But honestly, your time management isn't everyone else's issue. If you don't have time to stand in line, then leave.
Don't stand in line. Do you need that Twix for work?
Do you need that sandwich or can you pop out later? You know? Ridiculous. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous.
People's, the way they talk to retail people...
Yeah.
Is awful.
Yeah, exactly.
But then I think you have to work in retail because I am furious. If I ever go shopping with friends, they pick something off the hangers, the rails, look at it and put it back in the wrong place. I'm like, just put it back where you got it
just
from.
Just tuck it behind. And then while you're there,
just put it back
space
in.
All the hangers with a finger space.
Finger space the hangers if you have time, if you have a moment. My makeup separates rather. What products are best to battle both skincare and makeup? So one thing I will say is some skincare products don't work with a lot of primers or silicone heavy products, especially as a lot of skincare also has silicones in. So that's when you get pilling and that's when like things can separate, things can move around on your face, especially if you even touch your face a little bit. Skincare can start lifting, for example, like sunscreen, if you put it on a very like mattifying moisturizer or maybe use a super hydrating serum, then things can start to peel. As far as separating makeup, I don't really know, but I'm guessing pilling slidey skincare layers aren't the best for makeup.
Yeah, it really does depend on also the amount of product you're using as well. I always think when you use your skincare before your foundation, to give it a few minutes and then blot away excess skincare. If your skin isn't taking it in or, you know, fully like receiving that skincare, you don't really want stuff hanging around on the surface of your face because you want your foundation to be touching your skin directly and almost, you know, gripping to your skin. Mm-hmm. So separation can be caused by ingredients not mixing properly, although that's a very rare occasion, your foundation and, you know, unless it's extreme differences. But usually it's kind of what you're using underneath. Too much hydration is a thing. Not enough hydration is a thing. So it's about finding the balance. I would start from scratch with your skincare routine for your makeup. Just get yourself a hyaluronic acid serum. Tap that into the skin till it's fully absorbed. Put your makeup on top, your foundation. See how that goes for the rest of the day. If it's absolutely fine, add in, you know, a moisturizer, add in a primer. See how that goes. Have yourself a trial week, but start from scratch and see how much skincare your skin can cope with foundation on.
Yes. Well, listen, that's our Q&A over for now.
Wow, we've learned so much about everyone.
Yeah, I hope that was interesting. We do tend to go off on a tangent.
Yeah, we love that.
We love that. But listen, please go listen to our other episodes. If you want some more skincare advice, you can go follow me, James_S_Welsh on Instagram and James Welsh on YouTube. And my nail channel is Neophyte Nails.
Yeah, and you can follow me for makeup, I guess like things on Instagram at Robert WLSH or Robert Welsh on YouTube.
So there we go. We'll see you next time. All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.